Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another fantastic episode of the CNC Football Factory. I am your host, Carlos. I don't even want to pronounce my nickname right now. I'm going to go with a different one. I'm just going to say Carlos the Hitman Sardinas, as CJ, my co-host, likes to say. I'm joined by my co-host, CJ DeSimone, the painkiller, the medical dispenser, and the philosopher. And we have a very special guest also with us. We're going to be talking Oakland Raiders versus Jets. We're joined by Jenna Preston, who is a writer for the Jet Press, writes fantasy football articles, and also follows the Jets, diehard Jets fan. Jenna, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So, CJ, will you acknowledge the audience real quick? Make some kind of proclamation that you recognize that the audience is out there and they are listening to you. Come down from your high horse, so to speak. Yeah.
Come down from my high horse. Really?
Yes, your high horse. You're so up there. It's hard for me to reach up to you. Sometimes you have to reach down to us.
No. It's well, most of the time you'll find me behind the pharmacy dispensing counter and, just telling people that Prozac does not cause vaginitis. So, most of the time,
really?
As we say here,
really?
I did want to start off the show on a serious note. Did want to send my condolences out to our buddy Jay from NewYorkJetFans.com. He had a passing in his family. His grandmother passed away earlier in the week. Just want to let him know that the CNC Football Factory, myself, Carlos, our families, he and his family are in our thoughts and prayers. We definitely wish him well. We want to let you know we got your back, and whatever you need, we're here. That being said, I do want to get started on today's show as we're talking about Jets versus Oakland today, 4:05 kickoff. Tough loss last week against New England. I don't want to spend a lot of time against that. But listening to some of the post-game press conferences from a lot of the Jet players, they are very, very angry. Okay, and that could spell the word doom for the Oakland Raiders. Now, before I start jumping ship and everybody's going, no, what are you doing? The Jets historically do not play well on the West Coast. Now, also, there were a lot of things that they didn't do very well under the Rex Ryan regime. So far, we've already dispelled one of the issues, which was playing well off of the bye week. We've already exercised that demon, and I'm hoping that today we will exercise yet another one.
And so I wanted to get, Jenna, your thoughts on what's going to go down today in Oakland. What do you expect to see? What do you think are some of the keys to the game for the Jets to win?
Well, I was actually just reading up on Nick Mangold, and it's not looking great that he's going to play today. So I'm hoping that even without him, we're still going to have a good chance. I actually named Fitzpatrick as a starter for fantasy this week because I have faith that he will still do great in today's game. Honestly, Nick Mangold, I think, is a prized possession for the Jets. He's a very smart man. He knows things that nobody else does, and he can read people, and he has a connection with Fitzpatrick. So I think that is going to play a big part in today's game. And as long as they have been...
Are you kind of saying that Nick Mangold is part of the Illuminati?
He is. He is a very special man. He really does. He is very
He knows things
brilliant.
Other people don't know. That's very mystical.
I've never heard of that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he if you watch him and see what he does, he really does. It's pretty intriguing how a man can figure all that stuff out. And then to connect with a quarterback, a new quarterback at that, you know,
yeah,
it's
he's been
fantastic.
Definitely pro. He's been the pro. If he's out today, it's going to be a huge loss. And actually, I mean, that's a game changer to me. I still think the Jets have a good chance to win this game. It's not going to be easy. If you look at Oakland, they're pretty decent against the run over the past few games, but they've
right.
been susceptible to be thrown on. And so I'm looking for big games from Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
As you were saying, or Fitzpatrick. I think both of those guys will have good games. You might see Decker outscore Marshall just because of the coverage they're going to show Brandon. And Eric Decker, as long as he's healthy, he's basically playing your de facto tight end, even though he's not a tight end. He's pretty much open over the middle all the time. And
right.
so hopefully we see good things from Decker. What do you think about Chris Ivory? He was on the injury report earlier this week.
I'm a little nervous about him, actually. I think he plays when he's not sure if he should, and then in the end it kind of works against him, you know. So I would prefer, you know, him actually sitting out and preparing for a better week than play mediocre and then risk injuring himself a little more.
Yeah. So another news on the running back front for the Jets to look forward to, and I don't know how much he's going to see the field, but Stephen Ridley's been activated, and he's going to be around, it looks like. I don't know if he's going to be active today, but he was activated to the 53-man roster earlier this week.
Right. Yeah, my whole thing is I get nervous starting players that are just coming on, you know, because they haven't really had the groove of the Jets, and it really is a whole new team this season. And unless you really learn to that and experience that, I get a little nervous. But I'm very confident. I don't want to confuse my comments. I'm very confident in the Jets this week. I believe that in the end they always come together.
All right. You're more confident than I am right now.
That's some cause for optimism, which is a good thing. All right, so before I go further into my point here, I do want to call an audible on you guys. We do have a caller on the line. His name is James Boyd from the One Jet Drive podcast over on blogtalkradio.com. I just want to bring him in for a quick second. Jimmy, thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. Say hello to everybody on the air, and tell us what say you today about Jets Oakland.
Hey, guys. How you doing? We're going to go back and meet Wayne Hunter. You remember Wayne from the New York Jets we got rid of?
Definitely remember Wayne Hunter. Isn't Austin Howard on there, too? Or did he? Or they cut him?
Austin Howard. I called him Wayne Hunter. Oh, my God. It's Austin Howard I'm talking about, 77.
Okay, okay.
You know that.
It could have been Wayne Hunter. I mean, he did go to Buffalo and then got
fart.
Cut by the Bills. Okay, no, so it's Austin Howard you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, I was just in there watching the Denver game versus Oakland. Hey, I had that same trouble you guys had with the DirecTV app last week, going in and out on the game.
Yeah, we had to watch it on the laptop. It wasn't fun. It also wasn't fun watching the Jets lose last week. I don't want to get too much into that because basically if you want to hear our thoughts about the Jets loss, just anyone listening, go listen to CJ on Jimmy's podcast, One Jet Drive. And that basically sums up everything I would have to say about it. So just go check that out from earlier this week. I don't even want to talk about it. I totally went off on that. I'm
in
Oakland right now for all intents and purposes. That's all I care about, 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Well, then, my concern here is watching them against Denver and watching them against the Chargers. They have a big offensive line, which I'm not worried about with our defensive line. But what they did like to do, and they got away with a 52-yarder to Amari Cooper and a 25-yarder to, who's the other guy, Walford, who's a pretty big guy himself size-wise. They put 3 wide receivers on one side. They have the 2 receivers doing a crossing pattern, and Amari Cooper or Walford will come back. It's like a come back and then go route. So trying to get lost in there on the coverage when you got your cornerback on one, safety on the other. And that's how he snuck around and got that 52-yarder. And I think that's the kind of trick plays we're going to have to be looking for from them. Because other than that, they don't match up against the Jets.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I mean, Latavius Murray's a good running back, but I think we can neutralize that. Amari Cooper is a great wide receiver so far as a rookie, but we can neutralize that. But, you know, like you were saying, if they have some of these trick plays, and then another one that I would say could give us some problems is Michael Crabtree. Jenna, do you have any thoughts on Crabtree or the Oakland offense, fantasy-wise or otherwise, in terms of this game? Can anyone kind of sneak up on the Jets?
I actually spoke about possibly sitting out Crabtree this week. Our defense, man, they're strong, and I'm a little biased because I have a lot of love for Muhammad Wilkerson. But they're hungry, and they're coming for them, especially after last week's loss. You know, they're ready to go, and they want to show everyone that they are the Jets, and the Patriot game means nothing. Like, they're moving on from it, especially with Bowles. He's saying, you know, it's just another game, and if they really go into it, I don't think they're going to even be able to get the ball to Amari Cooper. I don't even think they're going to, you know, especially with the blitzing and everything. I think our defense is pretty solid.
Cooper can high point a ball. He can get up 3-4 feet in the air, and like you saw Gilchrist being. But this guy can get up in the air and catch the ball when he's covered.
I think one thing.
You
got to
have that pressure on Derek Carr.
I haven't seen today. I'm not 100% sure, but I know Calvin Pryor was on the injury listing, and he was kind of a difference maker against him. When he was not in the game versus the Patriots, you could obviously tell that there were some issues with coverage without Calvin Pryor in there. And I don't know if he's going to be in or not today.
They definitely picked on Bailey and Gilchrist at the end of the game,
right,
in the fourth quarter of that.
Yeah, and got away with it.
I mean, you know, Brady made a fantastic 3rd-and-17 play, but we're not talking about that game. We're getting away.
Yeah, I know,
away.
But we keep on talking about it.
Because it's killing us.
Talking about. Right.
It's killing us.
What do you guys think defensively Oakland presents the Jets? Are they going to be able to do anything to slow down Ivory, to slow down, you know, the key Jets offensive weapons, or are you not that worried about it? Let's just go around the room. CJ, we'll start with you, then Jenna, and then Jimmy. CJ.
Well, I'm just thinking right now, as far as the Jets are concerned within Oakland, if they can limit the damage that the wide receivers can do on the outside, obviously Amari Cooper, you're going to be looking for Darrell Revis to be matched up one-on-one with him. And it's essentially going to be Darrell Revis and the rest of the Jets secondary against the entire Oakland Raiders team. As far as the Oakland pass rush, I definitely think the Jets offensive line can protect Fitzy enough. He's been getting the ball out quick enough in which he should be able to move the ball quite well. Brandon Marshall, expect him to be double and triple covered, which means that you're going to see Jeremy Curley probably in the lineup with the injury to Devin Smith. Eric Decker should have a big day. Cumberland should actually, we might actually have another Jeff Cumberland sighting, and of course Stephen Ridley being activated does actually help things out. Plus, you don't have to rely so heavily on Chris Ivory. Defensively wise, Oakland's got a huge offensive line. Jets front seven will probably manhandle them, forcing Derek Carr into some bad decisions because he gets very skittish with the pass rush. I think the Jets will bring the heat. And I expect the Jets to go out there today and to take care of business. Is it going to be a tough game? Yes. It's not going to be a whitewash, but I expect them to bring that anger and intensity from the loss last week and take it out on the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. Jenna, what do you think? I was talking defensively on Oakland, but
I pretty much agreed with everything you said. Like I said, I'm worried about Mangold not being there, but you know, we've seen the Jets completely change who they are, and I think without Mangold, we still have a chance. And I believe we've seen Fitzpatrick do his share of running and getting out of sticky situations, and I think if he ever feels any type of you know, pressure, he'll run the ball. I mean, we've seen him do great with that. Even he shocked himself sometimes. I think Revis is going to have a very good matchup this game, and he's really going to show us why, you know, he's Revis Island. And I think at the end of the day, we're still going to take it.
Okay, Jimmy, what? Give us a synopsis of what's going to be going on today. You guys are very confident about this, by the way.
I understand the conflict and the conflict with Nick Mangold not playing. He usually calls out who's coming in, who's the Will, who's the Sam, who to watch out for. But you've also got James Carpenter and Mano Giacomini, who are Super Bowl caliber linemen, and I'm not really going to be that concerned with Nick taking a week off to get his neck together. I mean, you know. But what does worry me is that on the Oakland defense, you've got some scary ends. You've got Khalil Mack as a defensive end. You've got Malcolm Smith. He's number 53, their outside linebacker, and Alden Smith.
Alden Smith, a.k.a. the human DUI, who's still a pro-level talent, you know,
but
he's
the man
there, too,
can
and you've got to watch out for him. Oh, he can play, absolutely.
The man can play.
And that's why.
And then you've got the guy who's trying to grab the title of the grand old man of football in Woodson, who's been there for 18 years now, and he's having a Pro Bowl year. He's got four passes defense, six passes defense, four interceptions. I think he's got 29 tackles. I mean, he's just having a spectacular year, Charles Woodson. We've got...
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you can only cover one man at a time. See, Chan Gailey thinks that they're going to double up their time on Marshall, which we saw last week freeze Decker. But Decker's been complaining of a hamstring, that and a knee, so we've got to see if that's going to come through. But when you put in Ridley in there, you look at Ridley's stacks. Out of the backfield, he's good for 5 yards on a screen. And we saw Tommy Bohannon can catch. I think we need to nickel and dime these guys for the 5 yarders. And then you go ahead and hit
one thing
Brandon.
I think we're going to see play out, Jimmy, and this is just my thoughts. I think it's going to be a little tougher than most people would expect on the run game, so we may have to manufacture the run game with some screens today.
Right.
So I could definitely see that where Tebow, Tommy Bohannon, Ridley maybe get in there. Ivory's – he's shown he can catch some passes, even though he's not been asked to do that before. But this year he's done pretty well out of the backfield, I think, catching a few balls. And you're going to have to kind of manufacture the run that way, just my opinion. Maybe I'm not as confident as the rest of you. I think this is going to be a tough game going across the country. I know we lost, and we're pissed off and all that whole narrative. But Oakland's a pretty good team, and I don't think it's going to be kind of just a snowball. We're just going to roll over them and move on. This is one of the tougher games we're going to have for the next few weeks. And
I
agree.
Think
the Jets
They've
do
spent
pull
the last 2 years rebuilding.
Right. I think the Jets pull it out, but make no mistakes. I'm not betting the farm on it.
I think you see another close one, like 28-20, something like that.
Yeah, and I'm very hopeful that the Jets pull it out. I've been so used to the Jets playing at 1 o'clock. Now it's like, what do we – what? It's a 4 o'clock
game. I know.
I
feel like
Steven
threw me off.
all right, so, Jen, I wanted to ask you another question. And you've written some articles about sleepers, fantasy-wise, and everything else. Do you have any tips before we have to submit the lineups here at 1 o'clock? Any sleepers of yours that stand out to you just across the league in general? A few players that maybe not everyone's looking at that could potentially provide some value?
Please give me someone.
Well, I would like I always think that Fitzpatrick is a good sleeper. I necessarily didn't think so last week, but – I think going into this week, he was a great sleeper.
Okay.
As a quarterback. This week is interesting because last week we were on a huge bye. So this week we have, our pretty good starting lineup. However, I'm all for going with the people who aren't always going to be the star player, but rather possibly get the most points.
Okay.
So Travis Kelce, he was one in my opinion, and he's doing pretty decent right now, actually. Not everybody agreed with me on that pick, but he seems to be doing pretty good for me right now. Who else do I have? Richard Matthews, he has his on-again, off-again. The Dolphins are kind of trying to get together with a new coach and trying to get Tannehill on board, but Richard Matthews is usually a good one depending on the Dolphins' lineup, and he did decent on Thursday night, if anybody played him, even against the Patriots. And
In their blowout.
In the blowout, yes. I think Thursday night was the first time I was a Dolphins fan in my life, but that didn't turn out too well. So, and
hey, if you're a Jets
people,
fan, that was encouraging to see.
And I'll talk about a wide receiver real quick. Some people actually decided that James Jones was a sit this week, but I'm going with play him.
Interesting. Okay,
well.
So I have James Jones, and I am sitting him in one of my leagues this week. So why is he not a sit?
I don't know. I was just looking at the comparison. See, the thing with fantasy football is you have to strategically figure out how the teams are going to play. And when I did that, I was like, you know what? He's worth a good 13, 14 points this week in my league. After I figured that out. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with him. He has a tough game ahead of him. And, you know, I always support Denver defense in fantasy. But I think James Jones is going to do well.
I think where you may be going with this, if I'm breaking it down correctly, maybe James Jones is a good start because there's Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb to worry about. So he may not draw the top coverage, like Akeem Tlaib,
exactly.
Et cetera. Is that kind of where that I could see?
Exactly.
I have better options this week. I'd rather just not chance it. But I do agree that he could get you a touchdown. And maybe I'm exaggerating by better, but I think they're better. Anyway, I'm not going to just bore everyone with my fantasy team. But, you know, if you're in a lurch, Jones could be a good pick, absolutely. How about defense and special teams? One I like, and I don't know what you think, but I really like the Rams this week. Playing San Francisco at home. I invested in them early.
Actually,
and
that was my number one pick for defense this week.
A murderous defense, yeah, excellent defense. And always high scoring in fantasy football.
Well, and they're playing Colin Kaepernick, the human turnover.
Yeah, what happened to that poor kid, right?
You could do a show on that alone.
He never learned the touch on the football. That's the thing. He'll like tear your head off throwing the ball, but never learned to touch. And then he was getting into it with Vernon Davis earlier this week. I don't know. Just it wastes of talent. I mean, he went from Super Bowl almost winning quarterback to guy that has his headphones on and no one respects in the locker room within 2 years.
Hey guys, talking about special teams, look at the Raiders. Sebastian Janikowski can kick the football 70 yards, for God's sakes. And they run it back pretty much all the time. We're
going
to have to be on our game.
Yeah. Actually, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's get back into the Jets and Oakland just for the last few minutes here. On the special teams, that's the one thing when I look at the Jets, I just kind of shake my head. We have Zach Stacy returning kicks, for Christ's sake. What do you guys think about that? Jimmy, go first. I'm not impressed with the special teams at all.
Chris Owosu has a lifetime, including high school and all, at 6 concussions. He's out. He's been waived, hopefully for his own good. I mean, I don't want to see a man destroy his life because of football. But anyway, I don't know who they're going to try. Would you think they'll put Ridley in there? Because Jeremy Curley, I think he does it just to piss everybody off. He's Mr. Fair Catch.
Oh, yeah. Me and CJ actually have a patent on a T-shirt we want to pitch to the guys at NewYorkJetsFans.com, which we haven't yet, but it's called Doing the Curley, where he just waves his hands in the air like he just don't care, because every time he punts, he returns a punt. That's all he does. He just waves his hand in the air. It's Doing the Curley, man. That's what it is. That's what he does. He doesn't do anything else.
Yep, essentially.
And yet, Chan Gailey won't waver won't waver from his plan and play Curley in the slot. We saw he's still viable. He can still catch a touchdown. He had that big old smile on when he got that touchdown last week against the Patriots. The man is still good. Play him.
He may have no choice this week, especially with the injuries happening at wide receiver. Speaking of which, with all the injuries, this kind of brings me to one of our friends of the show who a long, long time ago had said wanted to know why we were spending so much money on cornerbacks and safeties and why we were spending so much money. Why didn't we go get this one? Why didn't we go get that one? Why did we spend a fifth-round pick on Brandon Marshall? Why didn't we just re-sign Percy Harvin? Well, let me just say, how's that working out for you?
Injuries, man.
I knew that was coming, CJ. You never see
something. Come on now. Ridiculous, okay? With the injuries, if we didn't spend the money on the secondary, if we didn't go out and get Brandon Marshall, do you even think we would have close to the production that we're already getting and this team is 4-2? Come on now.
We've been in the same
place
as we were last
year. Okay, come down. You
want
to talk about high horses? This person needs to come down off of the ivory tower that they live in and maybe take a good hard look in the mirror that they're not so smart after all.
Oh, my God, CJ, you're not. You're so funny. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
I don't.
Oh,
I'm have to
sorry.
You guys later.
No, this is a very inside joke, Jimmy. This is like way too inside for anyone listening right now.
Yeah,
it's only
exactly.
Funny to basically me at this point. But anyway. Oh, man. I forgot what I was going to say. Someone else say something. I'm lost.
Special team.
Jenna, you're up. Take the floor.
Okay,
yes,
well.
Bail us out.
I don't know much about special teams, I'll be honest. But what I can say is that I'm very happy that I read that Quigley's back. I think we kind of lost a lot of some of our composure last week without a decent punter. And
31-yard average, yeah.
So I'm pretty excited that our punter is back. I think that'll help us out a lot today as well.
That's funny. I mean,
we've
think about 2 weeks ago, everyone was complaining about Quigley until they saw Weatherford, and they're like, oh, God, thank you, Quigley.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, everyone always says
Quigley was the devil. He was the devil before we saw Weatherford.
You don't know what you have until it's gone, right?
Right, exactly. Or another way of putting it, everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side until you get there.
Right.
That's great. Okay, guys, we've only got a couple minutes, so what I would like to do, Jenna, if you could just give the listeners some of the information to follow you, and then we're going to transition away from the show and watch some football or something else because we're running out of time. So give the listeners some contact info,
sounds
Twitter
good.
Handle, et cetera.
I could be found on Twitter at Jenna, G-E-N-N-A, Preston 84. I write for FanSided at the Jet Press. And I look forward to talking with you guys. Feel free to tweet me and follow me and chime in on any conversation you want. And thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah,
hey,
no
problem.
It
was our
pleasure.
Feel
free to come back on the show anytime you would like. We're always open and available every Sunday. So thanks for joining us, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
All right, then, Jimmy Boyd, I know everyone that listens to the show pretty much knows everything about you at this point, but give your information out anyway.
I'm the easiest man in the world, at One Jet Drive. That's it. Look for it on Facebook, Blog Talk, Twitter. That's me. We're done.
You say you're the easiest man in the world, and this is how I want to end the show. Now that Jen is gone, I could be a little bit more vulgar. Last night, I was watching the Mets versus the Royals, and I discovered the greatest name for a coach in the history of the world.
I saw that.
The first base coach for the Kansas City Royals is named Rusty Cunt.
Rusty Nuts.
Rusty Cunt. I mean, come on. It's so beautiful. That's better than Jim Bob Cooter, and I didn't think you could be better than Jim Bob Cooter. But Rusty Cunt.
I saw you
post
that. I was laughing to death.
I think you're attention to the World Series more often. Anyway, we've got 30 seconds. DJ, what do you have to say about Rusty Cunts? Do you believe in Rusty Cunts? Do you think Rusty Cunts is good for you?
Oh, my God.
Brush it off.
Yeah, that's it. So scrub it off with the dial. All right, anyhow, this has been the CNC Football Factory on blogtalkradio.com. Don't forget to follow the show at CNC Jets Factor on Twitter. All right, check out our SoundCloud feed. All right, for Carlos, Jimmy, myself, we are out of here. J-E-T-S,
we
Jets,
like
Jets, Jets, let's do it.
We like it.